As we continue at the Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound, brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning, we do this each and every Thursday. Am I the jerk? And I don't know. Maybe you are, maybe I am. As always, you can send yours in, amithejerk1310@gmail.com. But I believe we are going to start with one that Travis has this morning.
Yeah, fellas. I was out at the grocery store that you need to bring a quarter to yesterday.
Okay.
And I was, so for those that don't know, delivery day for that grocery store is on Wednesdays. And on Wednesdays, that's when the people that are real hyped up about that store will go out there and pick through everything. Well, there's a center aisle where they have, like, their special items, their weekly special items. And it's not just foods and stuff. They've got, like, cool gardening equipment, nice water bottles, and a little section of kids' stuff, like maybe clothes or toys or whatever. And I'll be honest, my son, Waylon, who's 4, having a little bit of a time at daycare recently and at baseball recently, and pretty much everywhere he is, he's copping an attitude. He's not listening. So we're trying to work in some incentives for him to be a good boy.
Gotcha.
And so he'd had a tough day at daycare, waking up all the younger kids and being a wild man. And so we were walking through there. He needed some new pool shoes. We got him some Spider-Man pool shoes. I was like, this is pretty sick. He's going to like this. Well, next to the Spider-Man pool shoes was a Bluey scooter, like one of those stand-up scooters that you can push.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty awesome. It was only like $20. And I would love to have gotten it for him. And he clearly would have loved for me to have got it for him as well. Because when I told him, well, bud, you didn't have a great day at daycare and baseball was a little touch and go the other night, I think we should stack up some good days at daycare and earn this thing. And then I'll get it for you on Friday.
Okay.
And we had been circling around the store for a while because there was a larger lady that was combing through that section, and she'd been there for about 15 minutes standing in front of the pool shoes, which is where I needed to go. Finally, she'd scooted over enough, so we worked our way over there. We're having our talk. I'm on one knee. I'm telling him. He's agreeing. He's like, all right, I'm going to stack up good days. And as I'm walking away, this older, larger woman, kind of like loud enough to where he can hear it, says, hey, Dad, those are going to be gone by this afternoon if you don't buy it for him today.
Okay.
Wow.
And he kind of like, looks up at me like, what's up, Dad? This lady says these are going
to
be gone.
Yeah, we need to get this right now.
What in the world?
And I just give her palms up. I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. He's going to have to earn it. And if it's gone, it's gone.
Why would somebody do that?
Right. Like, wow. And it was an older lady, so it's like from that generation where I think they think that it's like a communal parenting situation. And like, I don't know you, and by the way, I've been bitching about you for about 10 minutes around
this
store.
Move out of the way.
That's incredible.
You're a real jerk.
That's sticking your nose somewhere that it just doesn't belong. That's not up to you,
like,
to do that.
Clearly doing some hardcore parenting in the middle of this grocery store. I've taken him from like yelling and crying to agreeing with me. Yeah, I need to build up some good days at daycare. So what the hell, Dad? This lady says they're not going to be any left.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Now,
she says
I want
it's cool.
It now.
Why can't she
now.
Be my mom?
Yep.
So I might be going by the store today to go ahead and pre-buy it. So when he does earn it, we can give it to him.
That is incredible.
I couldn't believe it either. It took everything in my being to not tell her what I really thought.
All right.
Well, then maybe your son would have taken something away out of your basket and say, Dad, you have to earn this.
Yeah, no sourdough bread for you this time.
That's impressive because I feel like I might have snapped and been like, okay, cool, so why don't you buy it for him then?
That was definitely one of the first two things that came to my mind with some expletives mixed in there.
Like, man.
Yeah, it's always, you just don't know. As far as when you see someone with their kids, like how they go about their business, their way of parenting could be way different than yours. And what you may feel is okay is definitely not. And that's if you have a pocket full of candy and you try to hand it to the kid.
Right.
Wait a minute, you know, he probably already, maybe he's had 5 already. He doesn't need that one. So let's just hold off on that. That's not how we do things. So it's always one of those to say you have to ask. Oh, well, A, I think you should just mind your business.
Right. Like,
because that doesn't concern you.
Exactly.
I would agree.
You're just in the store hanging out, listening to this, and why don't you just go on with your day?
Like, especially if she can hear you saying, "Hey, bud, look, man, you've not you haven't You haven't been doing very well here. We got to wait and get this thing going a little bit later. No matter what reasoning it is.
Right.
Yeah. I don't care what it is. That's your decision because that's your kid.
And like 100%. It may be a little different if it's in like a an actual communal situation where it's like at a baseball game or, you know, he's at daycare and like I see the babysitter or a grandparent that's with me being like, hey, those are probably going to be gone.
Right.
That's
right.
A little different. But you're a stranger and yep. I've been shooting dirty looks at you every time I come yeah. in this aisle.
Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
that's
100%
why, maybe that's why she did it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she did it, though.
I mean, we got to be unanimous on this, I would imagine.
No doubt. That was, that wasn't a good look for her. Like, no. You know.
She is a bitch. There's no doubt about
okay,
it.
Okay. Well, wow, man, George. I didn't know George was joining us like that. He really.
Good Lord.
Came in with fire.
I just thought sitting so here too, quiet Joe. The whole segment and he offers that. Amazing.
Yeah, I thought so too.
All right. So I've got, I probably have like three or four.
Okay.
Because I've recently air traveled. And any time that you go through an airport and get on a plane, you are going to encounter... It is amazing people's inability to get in and out of airplanes correctly.
No, that's true.
And so, I'll pick this one, I guess. So we land in Dallas on last Sunday evening, and we're coming from Boston, and the captain comes on, and this is before they had turned it up where everybody can get off and everything. We're sitting there waiting
now.
Sitting there waiting to get to a gate, I guess. And he comes on and goes, "Hey folks, going to be a few minutes waiting for a gate to clear. We do have a couple of passengers that are going to be tight hitting those connection flights. So if you would please the couple seated in row 26 and some other row he named, I forget. Cuz row 26 was a row ahead of us. He goes, "If we could let them get their stuff and get off the plane, they're going to be real close trying to catch this connection. We'd like to help them out if we could." Get to the gate. Of course, everybody stands up. These people are grabbing their stuff, and they wouldn't say anything. And I'm the one. I stand up and go in front and go, "Hey, these are the people trying to get off the plane. Let's help them out." And this guy, like in row 24, turns around, like, "Huh?" I'm like, "The captain came on," and they're like, "Yeah, we're trying to make our connection." So finally, people sit back down and let them get off. I kid you not, some dude like behind me gets up and goes, "I have a connection,"
and he didn't.
Well. The captain didn't say that,
right? Oh, just him, right.
So
that's getting behind the police car or someone right. that's going fast.
And so then,
also.
He tries, and he got up in front of us, and he probably made it about six or seven rows up, and then he couldn't move. Like, people were already up in the aisle waiting. And so he just sits there. And of course, Molly, she was not happy. She goes, "Don't say anything." I was like, "I thought you had a connection."
You just couldn't hold it in, man.
Yeah. I cannot help myself. No, those people are the jerks, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. D-move.
And, but you know what? It's the fact that how many times, logically, and I'm not trying to make any excuse, do you pay attention to what they're saying? Like, you may have some AirPods in, some headphones on, you may have been asleep, like, you may not have just listened, or you just don't even pay attention, but thankfully, when you said, "Hey man, these guys have a connection," and they let them go, that's really cool behavior. You really don't find that collectively on a flight, because just have to stand up, and man, I get it. Because sometimes, man, I need to stand up and try to stretch a bit. I'm not trying to just block anybody going. It's like, man, I've been sitting down for so long. I just need to stand up. But, yeah, I'm glad on that point you said something. Because if those guys have this connection, they're not saying anything. It's like,
okay, people are so afraid.
Right.
I was like, the captain literally said, "You people sitting right there, it's y'all."
Gave the specific row
like,
number
it's
two.
Okay.
Right, yeah, no. That's, you would think that, because if he tries to say it like right when you ding,
right, then there's no way.
You're not going to even dream about doing that.
And I just realized, so another thing happened when we were in Boston, and I guess there's situations where I become the jerk because I can't help myself when I see a jerk situation.
You're a real jerk.
So we're at a brewery, and we are sitting at the bar of this brewery. And it's really busy because they're having that Porch Fest event going on I was talking about. And so there's a line, and the bartenders kept telling me, "Hey, there's one line," because people kept trying to walk up. There's one line, so these two girls are standing there. And so the bartender comes over and goes, "Hey, again, this is the line." And they walk over and just, like, merge, like, right behind the first person in line.
Oh, they think it's traffic.
Line jumpers.
The bartender goes, "Were you all in line?" And they go, "Oh, yeah, we were." I go, "No, they weren't. They weren't." And, dude, the wife, she just looked at me and she goes, "Stop." I go, "What? That's ridiculous. They're cutting in line." She goes, "It's not your place to say." I was like, "Okay." So I sit there, I watch them order, and I couldn't help myself. They walk back by and go, cool how you guys cut in line to get those beers, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she just, my wife goes, why? What is wrong with you? Like, what did you accomplish by saying that? I was like, I don't know, but I had to say something.
But it makes you feel better.
I know.
And that's all that matters.
So I became the jerk. Maybe. I don't know.
Nah, you were calling out a wrong.
Yeah, I don't think you were the jerk. They definitely were the jerks.
Because what you did didn't slow them down at all, did not deter from their mission. What they did was just flat out wrong.
And then they accomplished their goals, so they're fine.
Yeah. Right.
They got their beers way before anybody else.
To be
fair,
when they walked by, what I said did contain an expletive. But.
Hell yeah.
Okay, now.
And the one girl just side eyes me, and I just stared at her, and I was like, man, y'all suck. I didn't say that part, but. I was like, my wife was like, why do you always have to say something? I was like, because no one else will. And they were wrong.
You're a hero.
And you know, under their breath, everyone's going, what the blank is happening here? I can't believe
and
this.
Probably people were like, oh, what's wrong with that guy?
And I wonder why the bartender didn't say anything. Like,
I think they were confused about were they in line or not.
Oh, okay.
Because there were, like, a few people that were not in the line. And so some of them went back around and got at the end of the line, and they just kind of went at the front. Like,
I was right behind them, I was.
That's what I could not believe. Yeah. Those people behind them didn't say anything. I was like, man.
I think that's probably the only time I would have said something. I wouldn't have done anything. See, I think it's the flip in my relationship, because my wife would have said something out loud. And she may not have directed toward them, but she definitely would have said something.
Like, I guess the line starts up there.
Right. Or something out loud to make them turn around.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
She would have said it out loud. And
start
then,
breathing,
you know,
real heavy.
Bitch. I have to fight every night to prove my love.
Man, I am the line police. I can't stand that.
I can tell you, now. You know what? I need to be in line with you. I won't have to do a thing. I'll just stand behind you and go, yeah.
It's true.
That's Am I the Jerk for this week. If you have any scenarios like that, like the one Travis talked about, Am I the Jerk 1310@gmail.com.